This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Jacob Fenston. The final day of Missouri's regular legislative session has arrived. As Marshall Griffin tells us, this year's finale has so far lacked the drama of last year's session.
A year ago, the House and Senate were deeply divided over tax credits, and the St. Louis Police local control bill was being used as a bargaining chip in that turf war. Senate GOP floor leader Tom Dempsey says this year's final week has been much more productive.
You know, we moved aggressively and early on workers' compensation, the employment discrimination bill. We really did a much better job of planning and not leaving things to the last week. I like, as the majority leader, a boring week.
There will likely be fireworks today, though. Both chambers are expected to debate legislation that would allow employers to not provide coverage for birth control if doing so violates their religious beliefs. The 2012 session ends at 6 p.m. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Other issues that may get floor time include the latest attempt to require photo IDs at the polls and a bill that would make it illegal to disrupt church services. Several other bills have already been sent to Governor Jay Nixon, including measures expanding the authority for charter schools and allowing people to add their cell phone numbers to the state's Do Not Call list for telemarketers. But many of the major issues lawmakers had hoped to tackle have fallen by the wayside, reports Phil Brooks.
Abandoned early on were proposals to fix the system for funding public schools that legislative leaders had cited as a top priority. The controversial ideas to eliminate teacher tenure and provide state funding for private schools encountered fatal Senate filibusters. The governor's call for restoring campaign finance disclosure requirements struck down by the Supreme Court was virtually ignored by the legislature. From the state capitol, I'm Phil Brooks.
The 2012 session ends at 6 p.m. tonight, and one lawmaker is urging his colleagues to abandon a cherished and much-photographed last-day tradition. Democrat Sylvester Taylor asked fellow representatives not to toss their paperwork in the air when the clock strikes 6.
Please, 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 throw your papers away. There's no fun in cleaning this up. It may be fun because you get to throw it in the air, but the person's got to come behind us and spend a couple hours cleaning up our chamber. I just think right is right.
The Missouri Attorney General is urging the state Supreme Court to set execution dates for inmates currently on death row. Yesterday, Chris Koster added 9 names to a list of 10 others who'd been awaiting sentencing. Koster says the legal challenges to drugs used in the state's lethal injections have been resolved.
The Department of Corrections now has adopted a new protocol, which we believe clears all the legal impediments to moving forward with these death row cases in the state of Missouri.
The Attorney General says as many as 10 cases have been awaiting execution dates for up to 4 years. The last person executed in Missouri was Martin Link in February of last year. A Columbia business owner has been sentenced to 3 years in federal prison for sending money to Iraq for more than a decade. Shakir Hamoudi pled guilty to violating U.S. sanctions by sending about $200,000 to family, friends, and charities in Iraq from 1991 to 2003, though investigators found no evidence that Hamoudi was aiding the government of dictator Saddam Hussein. Hamoudi is an Iraqi-American and former nuclear scientist with the University of Missouri. He also owns a store in Columbia. He could have faced up to 71 months in prison. The judge said Hamoudi's efforts to diffuse cultural ignorance toward Muslims and educate local residents about Islam weighed in the decision for a lighter sentence. For KBIA News, I'm Jacob Fenston.